Welcome, everybody. I'm super excited for another episode of Show About Science. This is your host, Nate. And today, we're going to talk to the creator of one of my favorite games, Happy Adams. Prepare for him to bond some answers to my questions as we dive into the world of molecules. It's going to be an awesome episode, so stay tuned. Hi, Jesse. It's Nate from the Show About Science. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nate.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Jesse Schell. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I teach at the Carnegie Mellon University Entertainment Technology Center, and I also run a video game development studio called Schell Games.
And your company makes one of my favorite games, Happy Adams.
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell our listeners what Happy Adams is in general? If you could give it like a 5-minute summary, what would it be?
Yeah, if I had to summarize Happy Adams, it's a way that you can easily understand how atoms form into molecules by just holding them in your hands and getting to know them. Not just by snapping them together, but by using the app to learn what different molecules are and what they do. We really wanted to build a connection between the elements on the periodic table, because everybody learns those in school, but then how do those combine in order to make the world around us? That's a thing that isn't taught in school very much. And so the whole idea is you hold the atoms in your hand, snap them together so that you form molecules, point the app at them, take a picture, and then the app can tell you interesting facts about the molecules that you've created. We really wanted it to really fulfill the fantasy of what it might be to be a grown-up chemist who really could understand atoms and molecules.
So, I was a keynote speaker at this event.
Okay.
And when we were going, they shipped me the first Happy Adams kit. And then just yesterday, I got the full kit. I mean, 2 days ago.
Whoa. Do you like it?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about it?
I think my favorite part is discovering new molecules. I just like when I discover a new one.
Ah.
I'm like, yes. There's this one molecule that I keep discovering over and over and over.
Which one?
It's too hard to pronounce because it has like 17 hydrogens, a bunch of oxygens, and like 6 carbons, like something like that.
Got it. That's a really long one.
Yeah. Speaking of really big molecules, you know how there's 7 billion people in the world?
I don't know all of them, but I think that's right, yeah.
If everyone in the world had 3 Happy Adams kits, you still wouldn't have enough Happy Adams kits to create 1 single human chromosome. Because it is, in fact, 37 billion atoms.
Nate, you just blew my mind.
Actually, it is, in fact, 74 billion atoms.
I'm going to take your word on that. I don't know, but I believe you.
So I think it will be kind of fun, but also kind of hard to design a game like Happy Atoms. So how did you come up with the idea?
All right, yeah, so Happy Atoms is something that has been interesting to me for a long time. Way back when I was in college, I remember starting to learn chemistry and finding that it was really hard to learn. There were certain parts of it that were really hard to visualize, and I kept thinking that it would be nice to have some way to be able to not have to keep everything about atoms and molecules in my head, but instead being able to hold them in my hands in an easy, intuitive way. So I thought about that a lot over the years, and at some point I got the idea to start making a computer game about it. So we started making a computer game that was all about connecting atoms into molecules, and it kind of worked, but it just was a little frustrating because you can only manipulate one electron at a time. And I kept thinking, I wish I could just hold the atoms in my hands. So I got the idea, well, what if I did start building the atoms with physical models? Maybe I didn't need a computer. So I started building physical models, initially using ribbons and snaps, and then I started using Velcro, and then later started using magnets. And I started trying it out with kids to see if they could understand how to connect atoms into molecules, and it worked really well. And then later, we got the idea to, because the problem is, you build all these atoms into molecules, but you don't know what they are. And we had the idea, what if we could use a computer or a phone or a tablet to be able to help you figure out what atoms you've made? So there you go. That's pretty much the story of Happy Atoms in a nutshell.
And so how did you know all of the possible molecules?
Oh, it's a great question. How would I know all the possible molecules? So I certainly didn't, and nobody on our team did either, but we started talking to professional chemists who were more experts, and they helped us find big databases of molecules. So then what we had to do is, based on the atoms that we were going to put into the set, we had to figure out, okay, of those atoms, what molecules is it actually possible for us to build? So we wrote special computer programs that would analyze the database and figure out which molecules were the ones that you could actually build.
And how did you make Happy Atoms so engaging?
Oh, that's a nice question. It was something very important to us because a lot of times when people teach chemistry, they sometimes teach it in a way that can be kind of boring. And we really didn't want that because chemistry is very, very interesting. So we thought a lot about making sure to bring the interesting parts of chemistry out in the open so that people could see them. And with the app, we took everything we know about making good video games and tried to bring those into the app. We wanted to make sure you had multiple different things that you could do, so you had a choice of what you can do. We wanted to make sure you had good progress, so that you were always feeling like you were moving forward and getting better at what you were doing. And that's why we ended up coming up with the research notes and all the quests that you go on. It was really just by giving it a lot of time and a lot of attention, because the idea of making sure people could get interested in chemistry and stay interested in it was something very important to us. And part of the way we got there is by playtesting a lot. We would have people try it and see what they liked and didn't like, and we would change it and then try it again and change it and try it again. So that's a lot of the way that we made it engaging.
Okay, Jesse, I have one more question, but it's not about Happy Atoms. I heard that you designed rides at Disney. Could you tell me what that was like?
Yeah, I used to work at the Walt Disney Company in a group called Walt Disney Imagineering. And also, my company, Shell Games, has helped Disney out sometimes. It's a wonderful experience. Making new rides and attractions is a very exciting thing because you know that so many people are going to be able to try them and enjoy them. And it's hard because there are so many things you have to think about. You've got to think about the physical parts of the ride, and you have to think all about the software that's going to control it and the artwork that everyone's going to see and the music that's going to be in there. And most of all, you have to think about safety, making sure that everybody's going to be safe. So making rides is like solving a million hard problems, but it's exciting because at the end you have a wonderful ride that people can go on.
Jesse, it's been so much fun talking to you today. So if people want to learn more about Happy Atoms, where can they go?
The easy thing for them to do is they can go right to happyatoms.com. There's plenty of information there. It's available at stores. It's available on Amazon. There's lots of places you can get it.
Thank you for being on the show.
It was super fun. It was good to talk to you.
There you have it, folks. The show about science is complete. Music on today's episode was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Thank you, BMC. And our theme music was composed by Jeff, Teresa, and Dan Brooks. Okay, Dad, you can shut the recording off. For the newest episodes of the show about science, download the Pinna app or go to pinna.fm/promo.